Hi, is James there?
Hold on 1 second. He just went in the customer's house.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey James, this is Shaw with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
How are you?
Good. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Yeah, let me talk a second.
Okay.
Not on a job, but that's fine.
Yeah, I heard that you just got into the customer's house, so it sounds like you're a little busy. But I'll try to keep it short. So it looks like you're interested in both equipment financing and working capital with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you have.
Okay.
Okay. I have your company name is Platinum Contracting, LLC.
That's correct.
All right. And how long have you been in business for?
5 years.
5 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I have your billing address as 410 Waymack Road.
No.
No, that's
a P.O. box. Yeah, it's P.O. Box 644. Well, when you look it up under the corporation database, it goes to 410, but we haven't changed it from the state paperwork to actually, but everything's been forwarded.
So the building address is P.O. Box, and then what's the physical address? Is that 410 or is it different?
263, this is our new house. 263 Pershing, P-E-R-S-H-I-N-G, Street.
Okay.
That's in Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N. Arkansas 72007.
Yep. Okay. And then the building address was P.O. Box
644.
Okay.
Cabot.
Perfect.
That's 72023.
Okay. Right. And I have your email here, platinumcontractingllc@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And are you the 100% owner?
Yep. My wife and I, yep.
Okay. Are you guys 50-50?
Say it again.
Are you guys 50-50% owner? Like 50%
well,
you, 50% your wife?
No, we're just both as 100%. I mean, it's not a 50-50 deal. It's,
okay.
I don't know how.
All right.
Okay. She's got license. I got license. We just do it, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And then, but on paperwork, do you know who has the say, like the ownership?
My wife.
Like on taxes and oh, your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good. All right. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, it's kind of one thing. I don't know what to do really. We got BLCs and stuff, you know, with our local banks, different things, you know. We're thinking about some houses, but I'm thinking we're getting ready to go on to South Carolina on a FEMA contract. I work with FEMA from year to year.
Okay.
And we do relatively, really well with those kind of deals. And I could probably stretch the truck that we got right now, my bucket truck, I can find mask through the storm, you know what I mean, and not really have to worry about it. It all depends on interest rates and different things. We have perfect credit. Company has perfect credit, and
good.
I don't want to over exceed either one of us on either side. You know,
yeah,
it's important to us, and if numbers can work out good, then. Then why not? I don't know, you know?
Sure. Okay, so you're looking to buy a truck. Is that what I'm getting? If
yes,
everything
ma'am.
Is good? Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
But, you know, the same thing goes, you know, if we go through our bank, then we can go up to like 6 years, you know? And I know that some of you guys, some guys are reading it like a 3-year term or something. I don't know.
Sure.
And,
we do. For trucks and other equipment, we do up to 5 years Sometimes it goes to seven, depending on like the type of equipment, how much it costs. But I mean, if it's a truck,
right.
it'll probably be 5 year and below. But obviously, the longer you take the loan out, and this goes for any kind of loan, obviously, the longer you take out the loan, the more you're paying back in total. So whatever you feel like is going to work best for you, if you want to.
We typically don't have loans, even our personal cars and trucks. Stuff that we got in business, they don't never really stretch for no more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out.
Yeah. And what's most important for you? Do you like the monthly payment being as low as possible, or the total payback for you?
Probably the monthly payment being as low as possible, because you pay them off early anyway.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to take up all your cash flow either, you know?
No, and for example, you know, when we go on our FEMA storms, we make $12,000 a day. So whenever you make $12,000 a day with a FEMA debris pickup, cutting the stuff for them, and you go out and you run that storm for, 2-3 months, it's typically not a problem.
Yeah. Okay. And what type of truck are you looking at?
Don't really know which way to go with it.
What truck do you have now?
Oh, we got a log loader. We got an 18-wheeler log loader. We got a bucket truck. I got a brush truck. We got skidders, but this is one of the parts of our business that we do. We have a heat and air business, A+ in the BBB. We're a Home Depot Pro contractor.
Nice.
And, on our flipping houses side, I just put in 2 cash bids on a couple of houses just to, see how that goes. But, on the truck thing, I'm pretty sure the bank that we deal with, when we deal with RVS Bank, we get really good interest rates, 4.25% and 5% interest rates.
Okay.
So if you guys are any higher than that, right off the top, it's not going to do us any good anywhere.
Yeah, of course. So basically you finance all your trucks, skid steers, loaders, and all that with RVS Bank right now.
Yep.
Okay.
And we have a BLC with them. So,
yeah, but what I'm sorry?
It's a business line of credit that's available, at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So we got different options. We're not just really, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. You don't know exact what truck or equipment you want to buy yet?
No.
Okay. Do you know when you would? Are you shopping around, or it just kind of have a few things on your mind?
But not really imperative, because I got trucks that run right now.
Gosh.
That's ready to go in the storm within the next few days right now.
That
will be making money right off the top.
Okay.
Without having to even get a loan for them or against them or anything, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so equipment is basically not a pressing need for you right now.
It's not.
Okay. Okay, so we can circle back, and when you do need to buy a truck,
Example, your working capital loan.
Yeah.
What interest rate typically is out there? Just drop the top.
Well, it really depends, because every industry is different. Time in business, a lot of things that goes into to factor what the interest rate is going to be. So it's really hard for me to give you a number right now. But how much are you looking for?
About $150,000.
Okay. Okay, and this is going towards building houses?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and these are, are these your houses, or is it like your customers' houses that you've been contracted
to? No, they'll be our houses. We're going to start building and developing.
Oh, I see, okay.
Well, some of these houses that we already put our cash bid on, they come with acres on them, so we're going to probably do some duplexes, stuff of that nature,
I see, okay. Okay. And have you gone to RVS Bank to see what type of like mortgage that they can offer you, or if you even want to do a mortgage
years,
or investors?
Fixed, yeah, but here's what happens too, is that there's no money out of our pocket.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we buy these houses, we pay cash for them, therefore we get the to-be appraised value on these homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually pay us for these houses. Kind of crazy, but
yeah.
But we don't have a problem going to any bank any bank where we live, you know, First Amendment, Regions, we deal with Regions. We got corporate stuff with Regions. You know, they just got to watch the interest rate when it comes time for, you know, especially on corporate cards.
Yeah, exactly. But, okay, so have you had a working capital loan before?
Yes. Our best.
Okay. So,
good standing. We've had it also with First Community Bank. Good standing. So, either one of those banks, we can pretty much walk into.
That's good. So, they're probably like lines of credit or just like a short term or like a loan that they gave you at Arvest Bank at Regions Bank. So, how our working capital program works is basically it's going to be a little bit shorter term. So, it's going to be 2 year at most. Okay.
Okay.
It is unsecured cash, so it is going to be a little bit more expensive by nature than your line of credit that you have with Arvest Bank.
I think our line of credit is like 5%.
Yeah. So these are going to be more expensive than that. But the only thing is you get more money, and it's unsecured, so it's not backed by anything. But it's short term. So if you're interested in that, we can proceed. But just thinking about you have a few different options. You know, it sounds like. So if you think that our program is going to work for you, we can proceed. You know, it's going to be short term. It's going to be a little bit more expensive.
What's the typical interest rate?
Typical interest rate. It's really hard to say, but what it is basically it's not going to be a percentage. It's just we're just gonna tell you how much it's gonna cost you. So let's just say, for example, if you take a $10,000 loan, let's just say for example, and your rate factor is 10 cents on a dollar, then your loan is gonna be a total cost of $11,000. So we just tell you what your total cost is gonna be.
Okay.
So it won't be a percent that, how your Arvest Bank line of credit is going to be like or the Regions Bank. It's just, we're just going to tell you how much it's going to cost you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good number to call you back at?
Yep, this is a good number.
Okay.
To give you an idea, do you know what your gross annual sales were like last year?
Gross annual sales was $278,000? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let me give you
after
a general idea.
Went to 130, then it goes down to something else, 152. You know what I mean? Turn it off all we can.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So to give you an idea, so based on your sales, we can generally free about 10 to 15% of it. So on the higher range, we can free about 41,000 for you of unsecured cash. Mm-hmm. On a shorter term base. If I were able to get that money for you, is that something that you can use?
Say it again.
So it's going to be, I know you wanted 150, but on the higher range, based on your sales, I can free about 41,000 on the higher side. So it's, you know, it's below what you're looking for, but is that something that you guys can use?
Well, the stuff that we use, you know, like for like $150,000 or $200,000, we have collateral, of course, that, you know, the banks, they can, I mean, you know, any house you tie up on, any kind of real estate, I mean.
Yeah. They'll take your house or anything.
Collateral, absolutely. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And ours, our loan, so you can kind of, you can talk it over with your wife and see if there's a program that's still going to be good for you guys. What it is basically, since it's shorter term, you can get more money faster than, you know, any other banks that you go to. So let's just say, for example, if you take a 8-month term, let's just say, for example, you can get more money at 4 months. So you can get more money and faster with us. But the only thing is it's going to be shorter term and a little bit more expensive.
And it's for 4 months. Is that what you're saying?
No, so if you, let's just say, for example, if you take an 8-month term, at 4 months, you can get more money. Because you're 50%
into
your... Yeah. So at 4 months, after you take your loan, you're going to, at 4 months, you're going to be 50% paid in. So at 50%, you can get more money. So that's a good thing for a shorter term, is you can get money, more money faster.
Well, what's that short term as far as payment wise? What does that come out for?
Well, I don't know what it's going to be exactly, because I don't have any, you know, I don't have any of your paperwork in front of me. But it's going to be set up on a set payment of a daily, weekly, or monthly payment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll talk about it with my wife and stuff, and if it's something that, you know, we can, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
We've got so many options out there, but anyway,
yeah.
We'll just see how it goes.
Sounds good. So if anything, just give me a call back and let me know what you guys want to do.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
What's your name again?
My name is Ja, J-I-A.
Ja? Okay.
Mm.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.